Hello, my beautiful people. It's your girl Riri Okoye, and welcome to the Happiness Growth Podcast. And this is the 8th episode. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about happiness and self-esteem. Now, about 8 years ago, I founded a movement called Raising Confident Girls. And with my team, we regularly showed up to talk to mothers about how they could raise confident girls. And you can imagine, in those years that I've been part of that movement, I have understood a lot more about confidence, and especially as it relates to self-esteem. And guess what? There is a bit of a difference between being confident and having high self-esteem. You see, confidence is about your ability to do something. For example, I have strong confidence in showing up here and doing a podcast. I believe in myself, and I'm very boldly, I can really affirm myself that I can do this. I've got this. That is my confidence. But just because I have confidence to show up for a podcast doesn't necessarily mean I like myself. Okay, and we've seen this, haven't we, with celebrities. We've seen celebrities of the past. Some of them have even passed away. They sang to big crowds. They had the talent, but in their personal life, they were battling with self-esteem issues. So self-esteem is really about how much you like yourself. And I believe that the happier you are, the stronger your self-esteem. And the stronger your self-esteem, the happier you are. Two of them are related. Now, I remember a journey that I once had, or should I say an experience, of having a friendship with somebody. This was a while ago. We're talking 10 years, 12 years. She didn't really know me that well, but she was seeing me showing up on Facebook. She couldn't quite understand this Riri, because for any of you that have been on my Facebook or do follow me on social media, you know how I am. I can get quite animated. And she was watching me and she was following me. And, you know, there was a lot of interaction between me and my followers. You know, I can be a bit of an entertainer online. And she just couldn't get it. And so she sent me a message one day. She just said to me that she doesn't really like who I am, you know? And I don't know why, but for some reason, I don't know why she felt she needed to tell me that. But guess what? I had already gone on my journey of strong self-esteem. So my response to her was that I don't really care, to be honest with you, that what you think about me is none of my business. I'm still going to show up being my best self. And I think after that conversation, she was no longer my Facebook friend, or my friend for that matter. But it was really interesting that she had the audacity to tell me that. And I was thinking to myself, imagine if I was a 5-year-old and somebody in the playground had said to me, I don't like you. Or even in my teens. It's never happened to me, by the way. Not that I can remember. But I know that it's happened to other people, where another person, another human being just like them, has actually told them, I don't like you. What are you going to do with that information? You know? So the thing about it is that when you have self-esteem, when you are strong, even if somebody doesn't like you, that is really none of your business. What's more important is you like yourself. And there are certain things that you can do to help yourself to get to that level of high self-esteem. And then when you do have high self-esteem, you are really happier within yourself. The first thing that you need to do is you need to go on a journey of knowing yourself. Now, one of the things that I did in my journey, even before this lady had the audacity to say that to me, was I had done a lot of self-reflection. You know, there's a lot of surveys out there. I remember one of them called 16personalities.com. I'd done all that. So I knew, I pretty much had a self-awareness of who I was. It's so important to do that. So when you know yourself, the next step to Gaining high self-esteem is accepting yourself, because unless you accept yourself, it's going to be difficult for other people to accept you. So then when you accept yourself, the next step is to live your life. You know yourself, you accept yourself, you better live your authentic life. So if that means showing up on Facebook and being an entertainer and making people laugh, or just being funny, or just being amusing, be you, do you. Do what makes you comfortable with who you are. It's so important. And when you live your life authentically, when you live your life being yourself, guess what? You become happier. Now, another step in the process of self-esteem, not that it gives you self-esteem, but it's important, is to surround yourself with cheerleaders. Surround yourself with people that love you, accept you for who you are. Remember, you are not for everybody. Nobody is. There are people that are going to love you. There are people that are going to like you a little. And there are some people that are going to be like, she is not my cup of tea. I hope I'm speaking to somebody today. I hope somebody is getting it. I hope that whoever is listening to this is going to take that journey of self-discovery to truly like yourself. Because when you like yourself, you are happier with yourself. You are happier to be around, you know? And then also you attract like minds. You attract people that are like you or that just love your energy. Because we're all energy, you know? All human beings, we are all energy. And the thing about, and the reason why I know this is because when you lose a loved one, when that person goes, that's it. There's a silence. There is, you just don't feel the vibration. It's just flat because we are all energy. And you, as somebody of energy, you have to love yourself. You have to like yourself, because guess what? You're going to be around with yourself for as long as you live. And when you do that, and when you like and love and accept yourself, you will be a happier person within. I hope that I'm speaking to somebody today. Today, I wasn't very well, but I said to myself, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to show up here. And I feel as if I need to speak to one person today to say, this happiness goal that you want to achieve, it's about you. It's about yourself. It's about liking yourself, irrespective of your circumstances. You are unique. You are valuable. You carry something that nobody else has. There's nobody quite like you. So walk in your power. Walk and say to yourself, I am somebody. I truly am somebody. And I hope that there's a smile on your face as I'm saying this to you, whoever it is that is listening to this message today, because my goal is to inspire happiness and well-being. Once again, you have been listening to Riri Okoye on the Happiness Growth Podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Take care of yourself. Bye.